as the coin is in the image of George Washington or Abraham Lincoln or the image of some man or something, so I am in Jesus, preserved. So anyways, but he was saying, it was needful for me to write to you and exhort you to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Because by grace are you saved through faith. And that is not of yourself, but is the gift of God. It's not only personal faith, but there is the issue of the faith. The faith is all the things we have faith in. The promises of God. The promises of God are yea and amen. They tend towards righteousness, godliness, sobriety, towards every good work. And it's interesting in this thing because Jude doesn't talk a lot about, in this thing of precisely, the faith in respect to, like, 1 Peter Chapter 2 Peter chapter 1 really codifies the faith to me. He talks about the like precious faith which we have obtained through the righteousness of God and our Savior, right? And I've quoted that many times in my teachings. But add to your faith virtue to virtue, knowledge, etc., etc. Well, James doesn't even focus on defining what the faith is. Because I think the presumption is that you know what the faith is. He mostly defines the faith here as the things that are not of faith, things that come against faith. Read verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares, which were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at that. Again, faith here is being defined negatively. Though there are, you know, there are things, I mean, look at this. Certain men crept in unawares, not unaware to God, but they're stealthily come in our midst. We don't see them coming in. But they were before, of old, ordained to this condemnation. Do you realize that God has ordained people to condemnation? If you've been studying with me, you should realize that. He has ordained them to this condemnation. I am ordained of God. Like, we have all these ordained ministers. Do you know that most of them are ordained to condemnation because of the lies they teach in the name of Jesus Christ? Because they've turned the grace of our God into lasciviousness, which in Greek is aselgia. But it means incontinent. Or licentious, meaning taking license, unable to, it means unbridled, so to speak. I mean, that's not the meaning of the word, but the idea of like not containing the lust, but the very opposite. Not able to hold in. You know, just like continence. We think of incontinence as like you poo your pants. Well, they can't keep in their sinful desires. They can't keep in their lusts. Again, that's sort of similar. But the wickedness, the evil works, all those things that are supposed to be put away in Christ, they put out. And look it. So wait, have we seen this? Yes, we certainly have. Because, again, as Peter was saying in 1 Peter chapter, I think it was 2, where he was talking about, we have to abstain from fleshly lusts. And while ministers will not say, go ahead and fornicate, or go ahead and practice sodomy, they won't say things like that. Though in some churches I know they do. They do say, we're all still sinners. We will continue to do sin. And if I say, we need to become perfect. We need to be like Christ. We need to have righteousness imparted to us from God. If I were to say something like that, they would deny. And when you deny the righteousness which God is giving to us, beyond the imputation, which means Him reckoning it, which is beyond Him just saying you're righteous, but actually in declaring you righteous, but to where He actually causes your behavior to conform to a righteous example, meaning Jesus Christ, when they deny that, what they do is they make God's grace, meaning the gracious thing of God, meaning God's, his graciousness is this, that we are not saved by works, but rather the fact that he has stooped to us and called us, right? He has called us, as he said in verse 1. He is preserving and sanctifying. And see, what they do is they say, well, God isn't actually making you holy, you know. He isn't actually making you righteous. What he's doing is he's declaring that you're righteous in spite of the fact that you're still going to sin. And that while they with their mouths will deny that that gives you license to sin, the effect of their doctrine is that it does. And that is the result of most people feel that they will sin and they will continue to sin, and that this is how God expects them to appear. They would deny what Titus says, that the grace of God... Look at, what is the grace of God supposed to teach us? According to the book of Titus chapter 2, it says, the grace of God, which brings salvation, teaches us that denying worldly lusts and ungodliness, we should live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. In this present world, we are supposed to live righteously, soberly, godly. Now, if we are supposed to live that way, and that's what grace, which leads to salvation, teaches us. And as the Apostle Paul said in chapter 5, the last verse of Romans, he said, hey, as sin hath reigned unto death, so shall grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. God's grace is to give us eternal life through the blood of Christ, which not only forgives our sins, but also has the power to cleanse us from iniquity so that we will not be the doers of the things on which the wrath of God, or for which the doing of the wrath of God comes on the children who are appointed to condemnation. God has appointed his wrath to destroy the wicked for the wicked things they do. We cannot be his children and be doing those things and continuing in them. I suppose God could have made it so that that would be so. But the Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches when he appears, we are to appear like him. It says, he that is born of God does not commit sin. I say, well, Paul, that's impossible. Well, that's what the Bible says. It says, he that is born of God does not commit sin. And Jesus said, if you aren't born again, you won't see life. You're not going to see the kingdom of heaven. All right? The Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 that if you are the doer of these works of iniquity that he lists there,